Blog Talk Radio. You are now tuned in to Real to Real Radio, where it don't get no realer than this, on In Life Now, with your host, Ms. Tamara C. Gooch. Now on to the show.
Good evening, everyone. I am just like so super excited to be here with you all tonight. Wasn't feeling too good. My daughter wasn't feeling too good from Saturday until now, but you know, we're getting it together. But I did not want to not bring this young lady on the show. Let me give you all just a little bit of a background about her. She calls herself the technology coach, and I love that because what we're talking about tonight will help so many of you work-at-home moms, stay-at-home moms, those of you who are out in the industry, those of you who are running businesses. Her business is all centered around being organized, using technology, and I love that because that is the way that we are going. We're there, but there are more and more ways in technology that we don't even realize, things that would make our life just that much easier. So tonight I have on Samantha Poynter Fox. Samantha is a technology coach, a professional organizer, and web designer. She is the owner of Get It Together, specializing in helping entrepreneurs, business owners become tech savvy and digitally organized. Samantha has worked with people with ADD, ADHD, hoarding issues, oh my goodness, and the chronically disorganized. Samantha has been organizing in the Tennessee area since 1997. She is the vice president and webmaster for the National Association of Professional Organizers, the Nashville chapter. She also serves as a TechSig leader and website committee chair for National Association of Professional Organizers. Samantha loves writing and sharing about all things organizing and technology on her website, which is www.organizingguru.com. And if you didn't get it now, don't worry. She will be giving all that information at the end of the show. So make sure you stay tuned, stay locked in to the end so that she can make sure that you get all of the information on how you can get in contact with her, sign up for her programs, purchase her products and services so that you can get organized in your home and business. Give me a big round of applause for Ms. How are you?
I am doing great. Thanks for having me on here.
I am so happy that you're on. I knew I had to have you on when I saw. I'm like, okay, she's an organizer. Oh, Lord. I need to show her pictures of my office and have her make her way to Michigan to help me. But you helped me out, you know, virtually. So I was like, okay, I just got to make sure I get some stuff together. Now, before we move into all of the goodness that you have to share with us, introduce yourself to our listeners and tell us a little bit about you outside of what you're known for, outside of the technology coach.
Okay. Well, I'm Samantha Poynter Fox. As you said, I am a wife and mother of two girls, 4 and 10 years old.
Awesome.
They keep me on my toes. I love tech stuff. I'm an avid reader. I have several books that I'm reading right now. A ton of books I'm reading right now because I just love feeding my mind and always learning. So that's one of my hobbies. I'm a history buff, and I'm a foodie, so I love to eat. I love history, and I'm a sports fanatic, so I love football.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm an ESPN junkie. So.
Well, that is awesome. That is awesome. I love that. Now, what do you, or shall I say, what is your life's purpose, and why are you so passionate about it through what you do?
My purpose, my life's purpose, is to help people get organized, whether that's digitally or physically, because I've always just believed that when your space is cluttered, when things are cluttered, your mind is cluttered. Like, I literally can't function in a cluttered space. It just stagnates the flow. So I want to help people just not down themselves, but to start where they are with what they have. Like, anybody can get organized. It's a learned skill, and you don't have to do it cookie cutter way. There's many different ways to get organized, to start that process. So I'm really passionate about getting people organized, helping them to live a better life through an organized life, because it is a lifestyle. It's not a one-time thing.
You know, I'm so glad you said that, because I feel that way. I come in my office, well, with the baby, I can't work in my office the way I would like to. So, you know, I have my office and my dual computer set up, but I have to take my laptop downstairs to work on that downstairs with her, because she'll be like the little Tasmanian around my office.
Right.
And I'll spend more time getting up and telling her to stop, put that back, don't do that. But I understand what you're saying, because I feel that way when I walk past my office and I'm looking like, okay, I need new shelves, because I'm my shelf now, I'm doubling up on books on the shelf, and I need space to put office supplies. And when I don't feel like things are where they should be, growing up, you know, with a Southern mother, hearing her say all the time, everything has its place, and there's a place for everything.
Yeah.
So I feel like in my mind, I'm just cluttered, and I don't like that feeling. So you hit it dead on with that. Now, what was there personally that you experienced that helps push you? I know you had touched bases on it just a little bit, but can you go a little bit further into that, that thing that just kind of helped you say, okay, this is what I know I was called to do, and I'm going to do it?
Well, I'll say around my early 20s. Well, I grew up with, you know, Southern mother, Southern grandparents, you know. My grandparents, both my grandmothers were pristine, everything place, but my mother's mother, she had everything in place, but she was what we would call a pack rat. So, you know, the house looked nice, but it was packed to the gills. But you had to have your room in order. Everything had to be in order. Well, my mother is so the opposite. Like, she was chronically disorganized, and I spent, instead of growing up having my mother tell me to clean my room, I was helping her clean her room. So just doing that growing up and trying to help her, you know, get a handle on that. When I was in college and found out that people do this for a living, I was like, wow, you know, because it would really help my mom when I'd come in and sweep through her room and help her put together systems and stuff. So I was like, oh, I should be doing this for a living, you know, helping people who are chronically disorganized. And that's kind of how I got into that and got my start, because people would tell me how relieved they felt, how much pressure I took off of them just being there for an hour or two, you know, just getting start when they were overwhelmed by the sheer mess of it all, you know?
Yeah.
That energized me helping them. That, you know, kept me energized, and I love that feeling. Like, that's a high that you cannot, you know, duplicate, you know, helping other people, like, seriously.
Yes.
So that's how I got into that.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I can feel what you feel, and, you know, and what I do other than the radio show. I just, you're right, it's a high. You know, there's a high when you know you're helping someone achieve that thing that they may have thought it was impossible for them to achieve. And enjoy that. I enjoy that. That is awesome. That is awesome. Now, you know, I know you have done some phenomenal work. And in reading your bio, I didn't even realize or know that a lot of this stuff was in existence for professional organizers. So it just kind of blew my mind when I'm like, they have a chapter for professional organizers? Like, oh, my gosh. That's awesome. But can you kind of talk to our listeners about that, about some of the work that, that you do?
Within the NAPO, the organizing group?
Okay. And even some of the work that you do with your clients.
Oh, okay. Well, the National Association of Professional Organizers have been around over 20 years. Like, it started in California, and it started with a group of organizers who came together in California. And from there, it's branched out to different chapters in different states, and we even have some chapters overseas. And, you know, we have the Canadian Organizers Association. So there is literally, we have organizers everywhere. But I serve my local chapter by the vice president. We bring in speakers to speak to new organizers, existing organizers. We do community events like this. January is Get Organized Month.
Okay.
So usually NAPO has different things, community events going on in mostly every state centered around getting organized. And our chapter, we're actually helping, let's see, Goodwill. They did a garage rescue, so we'll be helping a lucky winner get their garage organized here in the Nashville-Franklin area.
Oh, that's awesome.
So those are the type of things we do, that I do with the National Association of Professional Organizers. We have a yearly conference where we get together. We talk about new things in the industry, new products to help our clients, and we educate ourselves because, you know, you want to continually be educating and stay on top of the newest innovation so I can help my clients. And how I've helped my clients, you know, I've come in one-on-one. I've done virtual sessions where we get on FaceTime and they show me the space and I come up with a personalized plan for them because I don't believe in cookie cutter. I believe that to get organized, the system has to be tailored to how you live right now or it's going to fall apart when I leave. So, I like to come in and see, you know, evaluate what you need and come up with a system and a plan tailored to you, tailored towards your business, tailored towards your home. And that's just some of the ways I help my clients. I help in, you know, maintenance, supporting them, checking back in on them to see how things are working, what needs to be tweaked, what didn't work, and basically coaching them through that process. Now, on the technology organizing side, I really come in and help, you know, people have, you know, navigate the sea that is apps and software and helping you choose the right app and not only choose the right app for what you need, but also how to use it. Because a lot of people have apps on their phone that they don't know how to use. But if you would just take a little, you know, have somebody walk you through it, you could be using it like a boss. So that's what I like to do, help them with their technology needs, help them with, you know, having their computer and their phone and tablets all talk and sync together so you're always in the know with your information and data.
Now, are these apps for organizing your files, or what kind of apps are these?
Apps for, like, Evernote. I'm a big Evernote fan, which I use Evernote not just for business, but I use it for my personal life, too, to organize files, information, client information, my kids' paperwork, because we all know kids come home with tons of paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
And so I like to scan all that in the Evernote so it's at my fingertips and I can get rid of the actual paper and not have that stack up and, you know, overtake me. I have everything I need when I'm on the go and can look at it. So I use Asana for my business. That's my project management that keeps me on task with what I need to be doing.
Okay.
Just different apps like that. There's a diary app I use when I have my Android phone. Just to journal my thoughts. I like journaling by hand, too, but sometimes you're out and about and a thought pops up, and, you know, or a feeling, and I like to pop open that diary app and record what I'm feeling, whether it's an audio or I'm just typing it in, you know. I like to capture that moment. So just different apps like that. It doesn't always all have to be business. There are apps for personal. You know, my Bible app. I love my Bible app because it keeps me on track with my devotions. I can do my devotion, and I have no excuse. I don't have to lug around a big, huge Bible.
Right, that's right. Wow, that's awesome. When you don't think that there are all of these things that you talk about, even though I know there has to be, because I know that there are people who are constantly creating apps and things to make our lives so much easier to go paperless.
Yes.
I don't know.
But I like to marry paper.
The both.
And digital. Yes, because I do believe in writing things by hand. Like, even though I have my calendar app, which is Sunrise, on my phone, which keeps everything in sync on there. I write out, I just got the push planner for my business. So I'm writing out my three tasks for the day and I'm recording what I need to do and doing it that way. But how I like to marry it with the digital is I can take a photo of that and drop it in Evernote and I have it with me. Or if I'm sketching out something, a client, you know, space and trying to figure and taking notes, or if I'm at a conference taking notes, I just scan all that in the Evernote. So I've married the two.
Okay.
So I've gotten the benefit of writing, but I also have it digitally if I want to recall it when I'm not at home near my paper.
Okay.
So you don't have to totally go paperless, because I understand some people do need to touch and feel and things of that nature. So that you can have both is what I like to tell people. You can have both, absolutely. You don't have to go throw out all your files. I use a file system. Not only my online file system matches my physical filing system. So, you know, that's how I have both things when I need it, so I have a backup. So for people who are afraid of getting rid of their paper, you know, you can absolutely have both.
Okay. Because coming from, you know, like the healthcare field that I was in for so many years, we always talked about going paperless. And question, like, okay, how in the world do you all plan on the healthcare field going paperless when you have the doctors who want those patient notes and they want them on paper?
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Seriously, you know, they're not going to go paperless and just let everything
completely
be.
Completely, no.
Exactly. Oh, excuse me. Exactly. So, yeah, I'm that kind of person. It's like, okay, I can scan things in. I love to have things readily available on the computer to eliminate a bunch of papers. because that's something I'm doing now. I had three totes in a bedroom here in the house with papers and notebooks, and I said, okay, after you kind of scanned my office from the pictures and gave me some tips, I said, let me pull these out. Time to go through it. Time to get rid of stuff. You know, because after you keep things for so long, you have no use for it.
They become irrelevant. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
and
a
I asked
good thing
myself,
about procrastinating on it.
Yes. Because I'm like, okay, before I got pregnant, I had pulled them out and said that I was going to do it. But then I'm like, okay, you know, being 40, they were like, no, you're high risk. You can't. So then I had to sit down. So then when I had to, I'm like, okay, I had an emergency C-section. So it's like, nope, can't do it now because I can't even bend over. So it's I just kept putting it off. And I'm just like, now, yeah, I have to get it done when she's napping, of course, because otherwise
yeah,
it's going to take
everywhere.
Yes, yes. But I really, really like that. Now, with all that you're doing and all that you have done, what is the response that you get from your audience, that you get from a lot of your clients?
A response of relief. Really, relief.
Okay.
Like, thank you for coming to my rescue. Like, I hear that so many times, like, oh, my God, you just don't know. Just relief.
Yeah.
Like, you took so much pressure off my back helping me with this. You took so much pressure. I don't have to worry about this anymore. I don't have to worry. I hear that a lot, you know. Because, you know, clutter, it can break up marriages. It can, you know, you can lose your job. You know, there's so clutter impacts a lot of things, and more people are cluttered now than ever. Like, more people, not only do we have the paper clutter, but now we got the digital clutter, you know?
Oh, God,
so much.
Yes.
You're being bombarded. So people are, like, trying to come up for air.
Wow. You really hit the nail on the head. I have a what do you call those, external hard drive that my husband bought me. I keep saying I need to go through because I just transferred everything from my laptop onto that, and everything from my my USB, my old USB, onto that without going in and deleting stuff that I no longer needed. So for me, it was just a bunch of duplicated, you know, things that are on there that I have to sit down and really go through. I know I may sound bad to the audience.
No.
But before we go any further, I want to let the audience know, if you have a question, press 1 on your phone if you're listening by phone to let us know that you have a question. I do have the chat room up, and I see you all in the chat room. If you have a question, go ahead and type in your question, and I will make sure that Ms. Samantha gets that question over to you. And don't feel ashamed from asking a question, or if you don't want to ask her now and you want to ask her afterwards, trust me, stay till the end, and she will be able to give you all of her contact information so that you can contact her and ask her yourself personally. Okay, now, I know that there are a number of people who are tuned in right now. Did you ever imagine a dream that you would be doing what you're doing now?
No. I mean, I always knew I would be in business for myself. But the first time I went to college, I went to college to be an architect. And then I realized I hated engineering. So that wouldn't work if I don't like engineering. I can't really be an architect. So I never imagined, you know, speaking to audiences or being on TV or being on radio or being in the papers, any of that. I never dreamed of that at all. But God knows. So.
I mean, but that's good. You have followed you followed your heart. You followed your first mind. instead of going with the norm. You know, well, they said I should be this, so I'm going to go to school for this.
Mm-hmm.
You let your purpose find you. You let it catch up with you and grab a hold of you and say, okay, this is what you do. And you're right. You know, I never dreamed or even thought that there are people who organize for a living. And they go mm-hmm. into people's homes and get paid well to organize people's lives. But then I looked at it and said, okay, there are those people who don't know how to organize, and they need someone
mm-hmm.
to help them. Because they feel
exactly.
like if I don't get this together, I feel like I'm going to lose my mind because I was that person.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay,
mm-hmm.
my house has to have order. And my husband's like, well, I like a house that looks lived in. I said, okay, I do too. But, you know, put your things where they need to be. Put them down in the man cave and in your office, and I'll take care
exactly.
of everything else. I just don't like clutter. I do not like clutter. So, what new projects are you working on currently?
Well, right now, I am working on finishing up my first book called Pushing Past Procrastination that I've been procrastinating on.
Awesome.
But I'm finishing that up and have set a deadline for pre-sale in, like, mid-February and, you know, in your hands by March.
Okay.
So I've really been writing on that for at least 3 years now, but I really want to share my heart of the struggles I've had with procrastination and what things I've done to get past that, to help others to get past that. Because a lot of people aren't living their best life because they're procrastinating. So I really want
right.
to help people get past that.
I think that
so
is so needed.
One of the things I'm working on. Yes.
I think that is so very needed. So many people relate to someone else's struggle
mm-hmm.
because they feel like, okay, I'm not suffering alone.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's not just me feeling this way. How do I get over this procrastination? How do I get to the point where I'm able to get things done? So I think
mm-hmm.
that is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait to get the book, to read the book, audience. I hope y'all hear that. Be
yes,
on the lookout
yes.
for that. Do you have a pre-sale date or a release date for your book?
I am looking to mid-February for the pre-sale date. So
okay.
I'm sticking with that.
Okay.
But all the information will be up on organizingguru.com when when it goes for pre-sale. But because I've held on to this too long, and it's time for purpose out.
Yes, it's time for others to enjoy what it is that you have in your head. Now, as we are rolling right on into the second half, what
mm-hmm.
tips do you have for our listening audience that you can share with us on just making sure that we're using all of our technology to get organized in our home and in our business life?
Well, I just one of the main tips is, since there is so much technology out there, I want people not to fall for the shiny object syndrome, where you keep constantly downloading something. So, oh, I need this. Oh, I need this. Oh, I can use that. Oh, I need this, without evaluating first your needs.
Okay.
So the first thing is evaluate, what do you need? You know, what do you need an app for? Like, what problem do you have right now that needs to be? So once you evaluate that, I tell people to pick no more than 3 apps to test out, and test them out for at least 30 days. You know,
mm-hmm.
download them, test them out. The ones that aren't working for you, erase it off your phone, erase it off your tablet, get rid of it. You know, don't just keep it there, because people's phones and tablets and computers slow down because you have so much access stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Some of you don't need new computers. You just need to delete. So, I tell them, evaluate what your needs are. Pick two or three apps to download. Try for 30 days. The ones that don't work, get rid of. The ones that work, stick with it. I don't care if something new comes out 2 months from now. If your current app is working and solving the problem you have, don't go looking for something new and shiny. Saying, well, I might be able to do this with this in 2 years. You know, of course you'll be able to do something with anything that comes out. But, stick with what works. Until it doesn't work no more, then you go look for something new, but in moderation. So that's my biggest tip, to not be overwhelmed with the apps and the technology that's out there. On the organizing front, organizing your home front, I tell people to start small, plan first. Plan out, like, you have to write a goal for the space. What is your goal for that space? You have to get that vision in your head to take away the current reality of all that's there. So you have to literally sit down and write a plan of, okay, my living room, I envision it being a space where I can have my friends come in and I'm relaxing with a book over here. You know, put that vision in your head and work towards that and start small.
So you're saying you can then write goals for your home and business, your space, to get things organized the way that you would like them organized.
Yes.
Okay.
Getting fit, write it down, write the plan, write the vision, because that's what you're going to look at when you get overwhelmed or want to quit or say this ain't working. You go back to what you wrote down and say, oh, that's what I'm working towards. I'm working towards this space I can have people over and do this, this, and this. I'm working towards, being able to go in my closet and pull out things effortlessly without it all come crashing down on me. So get that vision in your head. I have my weekend organizing product where I actually provide you with a little booklet to actually sketch out the plan and not only sketch out the plan, but write down what you need. What products do I need to make this happen today? What do I need to have in place first before I get started? Because most people run out and buy 1,000 bins and don't need it because they haven't evaluated what they already have.
That was me.
Like, don't spend money if you don't have to on a bunch of organizing stuff.
Yes, that was me. Okay. You just all up in my business, but that's okay because I need it. I know a lot of the audience, they're listening in like, wow, she's stirring my Kool-Aid. Okay.
Yes, get that vision, write it down, get started. Get started small. Don't try to tackle your whole home in one day. Like, I know you see that on TV, but I actually worked on one of those shows, and let me tell you, even though we showed you 2 days on camera, it was actually a week process and a month planning of people. So don't think you can
get it done in that short amount of time.
Yeah, and it took years for it to get like that. Some people have 30, 40 years worth of stuff. It's going to take some time. Give yourself grace to work through that. It's okay. Don't beat yourself up. You're not a horrible person. You're not crazy, anything of that nature. Just start small, start with what you have, and start in a small section, because what happens is when you do one little section, the motivation kicks in, because now you see a result immediately, like, oh, wow.
Yes.
I like this, and so you move on to the next phase, start small. Whatever area bothers you the most, that's where you start. That's the room you start in. On the business side, keeping that desk clutter-free, making sure you get that desk cleared off by the end of the work day, so you can come into a fresh space, you know, to get started and not fumbling around trying to figure out, oh, what I need to do, what I need to do. Oh, I got to file all this before I can even get to the real work, and now you've wasted time.
Yeah.
So, you know, keeping that desk clear, keeping it clear and only having on that desk what you're immediately working on. There are so many there are products out there for people who like to stack, because I like to stack. The products, I'm a visual person too, so there's products, file folders that are clear, that are colored, that stack nicely, and you can still read what, you know. So I like to have stuff by project that I'm working on that I have stacked, and they can stack nicely and look neat at the end of the day when I shut it down.
Okay. Now, are these products that you're talking about, are they on your website?
No, these are products you can find in Staples or Office
Depot
or off Max or even Amazon. You probably find it cheaper on Amazon. Products by Smead. And Pendaflex. Pendaflex has that clear colored, especially if you're into color coding, they have that clear colored file folder that you can use. And, you know, you can search my website. I've done reviews on many of these products. I've talked about how to use them. So definitely take advantage of, you know, the free information I give on my site. On getting organized, definitely do that. And, you know, you can come on my Facebook page and ask me about a certain product, too, and I'll be happy to help.
Okay. All right. Do you have any more tips and resources for our listening audience? Because I'm sitting here taking notes myself.
filing systems are very important. In business, you know, getting a filing system in place, whether it's a file cabinet or even a file box, a clear plastic file box where you have a system set out that you can periodically, you know, you're going to have to purge through that at least every 3 months to keep, you know, to make sure it doesn't get overstuffed. But getting that in place, because that's where most of the paper clutter comes from, is delayed decisions. You don't have nowhere to put it, so you just put it on your desk. Or you just leave it where it is and think it's magically file itself, you know. What helped me stay on top of my filing is I actually, at the end of the week, I put on my calendar time for filing, whether that's scanning in documents or actually doing the physical filing. So I have a basket that says, that has scanned. That's a scan basket. So anything I need to scan goes in that basket all week long. It's not a huge basket because you don't want it to turn into another clutter collector. But I have that. And then I have another basket that's just filing. So at the end of the week, I have on my calendar file time, an hour. And I take that time and do my filing. So what that may look like for you and your business is that could be, you could schedule in every week. It doesn't have to be the end of the week. It could be the first of the week. It could be on the weekend. You know, whatever works for you. But actually put it on your calendar, an hour for admin filing work. So that's all you're concentrating on. Because if you do that enough, you know, you'll have less and less to do, and it won't be a chore. Like, it'll be automatic, like paying bills.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense. Now,
you have to schedule in time to organize. It's a lifestyle.
I know you mentioned
involved.
Having a policy for business. Could you take on that same idea and filing system for your home? And or is there
the filing system?
Go ahead.
For each, Oh, okay. No, I use the It's escaping me. Oh my God, it's escaping me. I use the same filing system for my home and my business. So this particular filing system, it's oh my goodness, MobiLogic. Oh, it's escaping me right now. I will think of it before the end of the show. It's on my website because I did a whole thing on it. But they have, it's a filing system that makes filing super easy. It comes with the tabs on, already on it, categorized for not only personal but your business, for your home business. So, and it all fits in one file tote, which is great, you know. So definitely have a home filing system, because even if you don't own your own business, running a household, you know, is a business.
Yes.
I mean, you have bills to keep up with, kids, papers to keep up with, you know, hobbies to keep up with. So you need to have a filing system so it doesn't all pile up on your onto your kitchen counter or your dining room table.
Because now, and I'm just spreading all my little dirty laundry. I have a stack on the corner of my desk that needs to be filed away. Old receipts and you know, things that need to get filed away. Like I get caught up, get busy, I put it in the stack and say, okay, yep, I got to file that. And then I take my budget information that's downstairs in the far chair on my dining room table. It's neat and organized. Telling my husband I need to bring all that back upstairs because I've been so used to, with the baby, everything was accessible to me right there.
Yes, yes.
And down the stairs, I had everything right there because I do our home budget once a week. So I said, okay, instead of me bringing her back upstairs and trying to do all of that right here in my office and not getting anything done when she's downstairs, she takes a nap. Okay, I got everything I need right here. I can get it done. Well, that turned into me just keeping it there and me not returning it back upstairs where it needs to be.
Yeah.
So I'm being honest right now, you all.
And see,
so
what might help you is what I call a mobile office. Like in my house, I have a home office, a dedicated home office, but in the summertime, it's hot as, because I live in an old home, it is hot as Hades up there. So I have to keep my essentials downstairs where it's cooler. So what I set up is my mobile office, you know, everything, files, essentials that I need, my laptop, all on a rolling computer cart, you know, one of those, actually it's a printer cart. So I can have a laptop, it can roll out of the way in the dining room when not in use, but everything fits to the file tote and can be pushed away when it's time, you know, when work time's over. But, you know, in the winter time and when it's cooler and it's time to go back to my main office, I take all that, you know, since it's all compartmentalized in that container, it's easy to take it back up. So you might want to set up a mobile office, something, whether it's in a tote or, you know, a file carrier that you can bring down when you're working with your daughter, and that can easily be picked up and brought back upstairs.
Okay.
At the end of the night, or you know, when you can get up there by yourself. Oh, and that the filing system is called Freedom Filer. So
Freedom Filer.
If you go on organizingguru.com and search Freedom Filer, you will see the review I did. Love it. Been using it for years. And, it makes it super easy. It even sends you reminders telling you it's time for you to flip over the next month and file this and get rid of that. I mean, it's a no-brainer filing system, so you don't have to be a guru at filing.
Okay. Which is good, because I look at mm-hmm. how long should I keep certain documents.
And it tells you that. It tells you that right on the filing card.
Beautiful. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That is awesome. Okay, I hope you all heard that. So don't question how, the what, get all that out of it. Freedom Filers will make sure it'll tell you all that.
Exactly.
Oh, that is awesome. Yes, that is awesome. Y'all hear my little CEO in the back. That is awesome. I am loving all of these resources, these tools, these tips, because not just for me, but I know the listening audience is taking things away in order to say, okay, I can implement this weekend. I think, audience, chime in, press one, or say something in the chat room if I'm wrong. But I think I'm speaking for a lot of them who are listening in right now, that we thought that it is a huge task to tackle.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you look at it, it's just kind of like it's overwhelming.
Yeah.
But what you said makes sense to me, because instead of carrying my bag and then another smaller bag with other stuff mm-hmm. in it to help me do my home budget, to help me do other stuff that I take downstairs, I never thought to get a traveling file case.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I never thought to my home files to move, you know, old ones out, bring new ones in.
Yes.
There's a lot of things that we don't think about, but organizers do think about, because I'm sitting there like, okay, well, I have to keep this for 7 to 10 years.
No.
Oh, Lord, I got so much paper up in here. What am I holding on to it for? Do I need it? Mm-hmm. Like my old house, I got rid of my home prior to getting married to my husband, and we moved mm-hmm. in his house, and I'm sitting there looking at all of my paperwork like, okay, what use do I have for that? And he's like, no, well, just hold
exactly.
on to it, because you may not mm-hmm. know when you're going to need it. I'm like, okay, but babe, when am I going to need it? I don't own the house anymore.
I mean, if you sold it, unless you gave that paperwork to the person, you don't need it no more.
anymore. Yeah, I really don't
nope.
need the paperwork anymore. So it's just sitting in here in a pile on my floor, and I have to say, from the conversation with you virtually, I have eliminated the pile. I've been taking little by little.
Awesome.
Yes, so I'm tackling the way that I can to eliminate my daughter having paper streaming from my home office to our bedroom, to the bathroom,
mm-hmm.
down the stairs, and in her bedroom. So
right.
Yes. Awesome. I am loving all of this good information that we're getting, because these are things that I have to say, I know an organizer here locally, but I've always been afraid
mm-hmm.
to ask. You know, you look at your stuff and you say, okay, well, I'm a little bit ashamed.
Oh,
I don't want
no.
them coming to my house, because then they're going to think I'm junky, I'm messy.
No.
But
we are not.
I have to take ownership.
Yes. We're non-judgmental.
I have to take ownership.
I tell people, don't clean up your space before I come or before we get online. Don't, because I can't help you if I don't know how you really live. So
exactly.
You,
if you're trying to hide it,
on a
then
false pretense.
Yes. Oh my gosh. All right. Now, I'm going to ask you, you know, if you have any other
mm-hmm.
tips and resources for us, go ahead. Shoot them away.
I'm trying to think. Let's see. We talked about clutter. Oh, as far as, you know, computer clutter, you know, scheduling time to actually get rid of duplicates on your computer, get rid of old files, like, you would be amazed how much, you know, because you can become a, you know, data hoarder. Like I said, my computer filing system match my home, I mean, you know, my physical filing system. But there, I like to categorize folders, you know, generally, and then break them down more to keep things organized on my computer. I like to go in, you know, every 6 months and evaluate what's on my computer. What am I using? You know, have I used this app in a while? Have I used this, you know, software? When's the last time I opened it? Because you can, especially Windows, and I'm sure Mac too, tells you when the last time you actually opened the file. So if it's been a year,
I didn't know
you
that.
You know, get rid of that. Yeah, you have to change your setting from, you know, viewing just the thumbnail to the detail view. So that tells you when it was last, when did you actually put this on your computer, and when was the last time you actually opened it and did something with it. You know, just it's all about setting aside time to periodically purge, and that's for a computer and for, you know, your physical files. Set aside time to purge, because you do need to purge, because everything isn't relevant in different seasons of your life. You know, things that you might be holding on to, you know, in your 20s, now you're in your 40s, and you're thinking, why do I care about this, you know?
Exactly.
You know, really think through. If you have things that you just can't part with, like clothing or something like that that holds a significant memory, then I tell people to create a memory box. So it's not taking up space within your closet or, you know, somewhere in your home, but it's in the box that you can easily get to. This could be old letters, you know, pictures, clothing, anything that holds sentimental value. Go ahead and just do a memory box, a small memory, you know, plastic tote, archival, where it won't destroy your item, but, you know, put it in that and store it away instead of having it take up room in your home.
Okay. That is beautiful. That is beautiful. I love this kind of stuff because, like you said, I love learning new things and then implementing them, seeing the end results. So I got my list of stuff that I do need to purchase, a little minimum things that I need to purchase, to make sure I get my office in order. The night I got done talking with you, I did go to IKEA online.
Yes, my favorite place.
Here is in Detroit, which is like 2.5 hours away, and I don't think my husband want to drive 2.5 hours to sleep in shelves. So, but I make sure that after talking with you, and I'm saying this so that the audience listens and understands, don't just hear what someone like you have to say, but you have to take it, assess it, and then start making strides to get things done. I am doing that, and I just wanted to let you know that. So thank you.
Super proud of you.
Yes. Now, once I'm done with the complete thing, you know I'm going to have to take a picture and send it to you.
Yes, please do. I want to see it.
Yes. Now, as we are, I'm sorry, did you have something else you wanted to share?
Yeah, I have one last little bonus tip, and that is think outside of the box when it comes to storage and, you know, organizing your stuff. Things that you might use in your kitchen to organize, you can use in your office to organize. You know, just think outside of the box. Don't just think, I have to get a certain organizing thing. Look in your home, see what can double as something else, you know, to get organized. So think outside of the box.
Okay. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Now, as we are bringing the show to an end, and I'm chuckling because I know a lot of those who are listening in probably have questions but are too ashamed to ask, and that's okay. Again,
it's okay.
You can always connect with her. And just to let you know, if you chimed in during the second half, you can also listen to my podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, or on demand on Blog Talk 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So don't feel like you missed anything that she had to say because, yes, she gave the tips at the second half of the show. So make sure that you listen in again, get your pens, get your pads, and take notes mm-hmm. of what it is that she was talking about. Now,
take action.
Huh?
And take action.
yes, and take action. So what are two things that you can leave with our listeners today for them to take away from the show, something that would empower them to not procrastinate but to really get up and get busy?
Two things. One is you are not alone in this journey. You know, even organizers have trouble getting organized. Sometimes, you know, it's not about being perfect. It's about, you know, it's about having the right system that works for your life. So don't feel ashamed. Don't be down on yourself. You can do this. You can get
mm-hmm.
organized. You can turn it around. Now, I don't care what your home looks like. I don't care if you're a level 5 hoarder. You can turn it around. You just have to make that decision that this is where it stops and these
mm-hmm.
are the steps I'm going to take to get to where I want. I have a vision of what I want my life to look like and flow like, and so the first step is to getting my stuff organized, and I'm going to do that by taking a small step and work from there. And if I need help, I'm going to reach out and get the help I need, whether that's from a family friend or a close confidant or if it's from a professional. But I'm not going to sit here ashamed and locked away as a prisoner and not enjoying my life because of clutter. I'm going to start where I am. I'm not alone, and I can do this.
That's good. I hope y'all heard it. I hope you heard it. And you took so many good nuggets away from this. I want to thank you for joining us. Now, how can the people get in contact with you?
You can get in on my website, organizingguru.com. There's a contact that pops up. You can shoot me an email. We can talk, see what's going on. You can also go to my Facebook page. It's facebook.com/organizingguru. Like the page, comment. I'm on there every day. You can ask me questions on the page. You can send me a private message on the page if you don't want anybody to know. But it is a community of people who are struggling with getting organized. So just keep that in mind that we're all here to help you.
That's right.
To help other. So that's facebook.com/organizingguru. On Twitter, I'm Organizing Guru. On Periscope, I'm Organizing Guru. And I actually will be periscoping this week on my action file system that I use in my office. So be sure you're following me on Periscope so you can catch that notification. And most every platform, I'm either Organizing Guru or Samantha Poynter or Samantha
mm-hmm.
Poynter Fox. You can find me. So definitely reach out if you have any questions. Feel free to contact me either on my Facebook page or on my website, organizingguru.com. If you're interested in getting started, getting organized this weekend, you can go to bit.ly/weekendorganizing and take my self-study organizing course that will help you go step-by-step through 12 areas of your home to get organized, doing it as a project each weekend.
Okay. All right. Y'all got it. y'all got it, and y'all got it for free. So there is no excuse as to why you can't go on, find her, connect with her, get everything that she's offering. It's time to invest in your future. Yes. Again, Samantha, I want to thank you so, so much for joining me here tonight, giving us all
thank
of this great content, this good, good information, and giving me some ideas that I'm going to be writing out some goals myself and putting them up on my wall so that I can see it every day,
yes.
so that I can start doing it. Yes. And when I do that, I'm going to take a picture and I'm going to post it. Just so you
awesome.
Know I did it.
Yes.
So I just want to, again, thank you for joining me. I just enjoyed having you on the show. I enjoyed sharing you with my audience. And hopefully we can have you back for a part two on all of the good stuff that you talk
Definitely.
About when it comes to organizing. So we have to talk about that
mm-hmm.
later. All
mm-hmm.
right, audience, you have been a part of another Real to Real Blog Talk Radio show. I thank you all for joining me. Understand that next Tuesday we will have the third and last part of the financial series by Ms. Tara Jones. So stay tuned for that. Join us here next Tuesday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to just hear the last bit of what she has to bring when it comes to your personal finances and how to get those in order. So, as always, keep it real and understand from Real to Real Blog Talk Radio, where it don't get no realer than this. You all have an awesome, awesome week.